with Mersch up front, Newton and Malmquist. Mersch to take the faceoff for the Badgers against Hunter Strand for Notre Dame. Mersch again trying to pull it back, can't do so. Strand wins this draw for Notre Dame, and the Irish send it all the way back down to the Badgers zone again. They wave off icing this time. Lotch has to get to it, poke it along the far side, turns it over as the Irish get to it first. Play it just inside the line. Brzezinski fakes the shot, then sends it towards the net. Mo makes to make the save. Strand bumped up against the boards, gets away from the check of Lotch. But Malmquist will lift it at the center ice. Newton hit up high as he goes down. Here's Mersch on a one-on-one rush. He snaps off a wrist shot, and Bischel just got a piece of that one to send it wide of the net. I don't know if Ryan Bischel is 100% tonight, or it doesn't seem like at times that he's seen the puck well, even on some saves that he's made, including that one there from Dominic Mersch. The Irish have it now in their own zone. 2:45 to go in the third. Badgers on top, 2-0. At center ice, Malmquist will just help it in to the Irish zone as the Badgers go for a change.
Oh, I don't like this.
Here comes Notre Dame out of its own zone on the attack. Jackson Pearson takes it wide down below the goal line. He throws it towards the front of the net. It comes to the near boards. Gorniak tried to one-hand it out of the zone. He failed on that attempt. That allows Notre Dame to keep it in. Bavaro will play it cross ice to Lieberman. The captain with a shot that goes off the back wall, controlled up front. Notre Dame players just standing and seeming with plenty of time up front. Lieberman at the blue line was bothered just enough by Bantle, who was to get it out of the zone. Empty net for Notre Dame at the other end as Ryan Bischel is headed over the bench. Extra attacker. Here's a long clearing attempt by the Badgers, and it's just going to go wide of the net and bring an icing call on Wisconsin and an unforced error, if you will, at going for glory there.
Yes. All you have to do is think. You had wide open space. Get outside the blue line, then shoot it. Get it over across to the red line, then shoot it. You've got the fastest guy on the team streaking down the far side.
And deep in his own zone, that was Owen Lindmark right at the right faceoff dot, who sent it all the way down there. And now Lindmark has to take the draw. Pulls it to the boards, but it's controlled by the Irish. It'll come to the near side. To Blackman, plays it down, leap below the goal line. Gorniak on the far boards, couldn't get it to a teammate. Williams keeps it in below the goal line as Notre Dame sets it up with the extra attacker out there in their netminder over the bench. So it's 6 skaters to 5. It finds its way back to Chase Blackman along the near blue line. At the boards, he'll play it down low. Hunter Strand bumped off the puck. Can the Badgers clear? No, Williams ties up his man, trips him up, in fact.
And we're going to have a penalty.
Penalty call coming, and then this will be on Notre Dame. I think that tripping call will
right
be
on the
what
boards.
Happens here.
It appears to me that Finn Williams will make his... Oh, it's not Finn Williams. I thought it was going to be Williams who's good. Oh, yes, it is
right.
Finn Williams. He's the guy that tripped up the Bantle or Gorniak. I can't remember which one it was right along here in the boards. Out
Bantle.
Of our sight lines, but... That'll put the goaltender back in, and the Badgers on the power play with 1:19 left. Don't be stupid.
Let's a 10-second legal ID across the Badger Radio Network. 10 seconds. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Caulfield wins it, pulls it back to the blue line. Kuhlmans plays it over to Jugnauth. He's bounced off the puck. Notre Dame with a chance to clear, can't do so initially. Caulfield keeps it in for a few more seconds. It's played past Cruz Lucius out to center ice. DeSaint Fall on the back check, pokes at the stick and jousts it right back into his own bench. And so with 1:02 to go in the third, a stoppage and a faceoff. The Badgers still on top, 2-0, trying to bring this one to the house.
Well, interesting, with 1:02, you can almost guarantee yourself that Notre Dame's going to take every chance that they possibly can. And I've never told a power play to be defensive-minded, but they better be a lot more cognizant of what's going on.
Don't be conservative. You still got to move your feet here. Oh, and a turnover in their own zone by Jugnauth. A long wrist shot from the blue line is deflected and goes over the top of Jared Moe, who's down and looking for the puck as the Badgers are scrambling in their own zone here on the power play. DeSaint Fall is hit hard from behind. No penalty call coming there as he's slammed up against the boards. Badgers can't just sit back here. They need to get it out, and they do. DeSaint Fall plays it to Lucius in over the offensive blue line. He'll backhand it towards the net. Bischel will play it to the far side. Kulemans has it. His pass through the slot finds its way to Caulfield. Caulfield will play it off the boards to DeSaint Fall. DeSaint Fall at the blue line sends it down below the goal line low as the Badgers trying to protect here in the final 15 seconds, leading it 2-0. Lucius, top of the far circle in the offensive zone, working around. He'll take the long shot that Bischel makes a pad save. I'm not sure if he saw it, but he blocked that one aside. Final 5 seconds and counting down here as the Kohl Center crowd starting to applaud the effort here of the Badgers, who it wasn't always pretty here in the third period. In fact, it rarely was. But what looks really good is that 2-0 score on the scoreboard. The Badgers get their second Big Ten victory of the season, their 9th overall on the year, as they return to Big Ten play here in 2023 and started out with a bang, a 2-0 victory over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Teams celebrating with their goaltenders. Jared Moe to our right being congratulated by his Badger teammates as they win game one of this series here back in conference action. Our post-game show coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. The Badgers win the opener against Notre Dame 2-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Some exciting news to share. At Wahlburgers, we are all about bringing the family together to enjoy a great meal and have a great time. That's why right now, for a limited time, kids eat free every day at all Hy-Vee Wahlburger locations. Kids 12 and under can enjoy 1 free kids meal with any purchase of an adult burger, sandwich, or entree salad.
Bring the family to Wahlburgers and the Wahlburgers in Hy-Vee stores, where right now, kids can eat free.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, Ian, sometimes we're right and sometimes we're right. We said at the beginning of this broadcast that Notre Dame has a history of being a tough, defensive-minded club, and goals would not be easy to come by. That held true, but the Badgers got just enough with finding the back of the net two times and win it here 2-0 in this series opener for the Badgers, and a good start to 2023.
Well, interestingly enough, I think it was my peewee coach or bantam coach, I can't remember. He said, if you win 10-1 or 1-0, does the W still count for the same amount of points? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, so now you're going to have to learn to play two styles of hockey, one where it's run and gun and one where it's defensive. And I think the Badgers were suited to tonight's game more so than they were for a run and gun. But the pace in the first and second period, I'm surprised I'm not tired just watching it.
They got this one done in a hurry here tonight, that's for sure. Badgers winning 2-0 over Notre Dame in this series opener. Time now in our post-game show for our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Now, Ian, I'm going to set you up for this one. You've got Tyson Jugnauth, who had a power play goal. Carson Kuhlemans, who got a late holiday gift goal in that second period. And then Annette Miner, who posted his second shutout in his last three outings. Are you going with any of those, or do you have a fourth option here for your Everlight Solar Player of the Game?
Well, what's interesting in my history here as a color commentator, I would say that if a defenseman did anything, I was going to give them all the credit in the world.
Sure.
But after watching the third period, Jared Moe was my man of the game. And, you know, you turn around and you get outshot in the third period in your own rink, 12-9. Their goalie gives up a couple earlier on in the save, but those 12 saves in the third period were all scramble saves. They were hard shots. They were advantageous shots for Notre Dame, and Jared Moe was equal to the task. To put it bluntly, he bailed out the defenseman numerous times in the third period.
He did indeed, and no surprise, they went right with your thinking here as the number one star of the game here tonight in the arena. Jared Moe is flipping pucks up.
I have a question for you. Yeah. Does he not know how to win just like normal games? Because he went three games ago, he gets a shutout.
Yeah.
Then he loses. Now he gets a shutout. God, I didn't even know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, and he only gave up two goals in that loss to Clarkson in that title game. 27 saves here tonight. So at times the Badgers have needed Jared Moe to be their best player on the ice, and you could say that
was
tonight he was, as he helps the Badgers get the 2-0 victory here over Notre Dame. That is our Everlight Solar Player of the Game. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. When we return, we'll have our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and hope to be chatting with Jared Moe as well. We'll get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world and have our calls of the game as well. Badgers beat the Fighting Irish by the score of 2-0 here tonight. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with Clearview Cabinetry. Explore all our cabinet options on display in our kitchen showroom and save big money now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Our post-game show continues here from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth inside the Kohl Center. Rob Ogle alongside Ian Perrin. The Badgers win the series opener tonight 2-0 over Notre Dame. Time now for our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Ian, what or who do we have for our energizing performance of the game?
Well, interestingly enough, it's one of those ones that could have turned out great, may have turned out to be a total disaster, but I am giving, and I mean that in a negative way, not just it didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
But to see Carson Bantle go 190 miles an hour and split those two defensemen on a loose puck, get a shot on net, and then all of a sudden he's upside down and going backwards into the net, into the boards, excuse me. There were a lot of people holding their breath that he was going to get up. The irony of it all is he got up and he was the first back checker.
Yeah.
So if that's not inspirational, if that's not something that would inspire you or energize you of a play of a game, if you could take from his toughness and his energy, that would be the play that I would watch.
And that was at a time where, well, for the first two periods, the Badgers were winning a lot of the races.
Yes.
To the loose pucks, controlling it in the offensive zone, heavily outshooting Notre Dame for those first two periods. And it wasn't until that third period when the Badgers had the 2-0 lead that Notre Dame started winning most of the races and bottling the Badgers up in their own zone, and the Badgers looked tired. But thanks to what they got in that second period, it was enough offense. So Carson Bantle, the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. When we return to the Kohl Center, we'll have the college hockey scores from around the college hockey world, have our calls of the game, and talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato as well. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chris Jakimic, I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Kohl Center, where the Badgers beat the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame by the score of 2-0 in this Big Ten series opener to kick off 2023 here on home ice. Joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, congratulations on the victory. Boy, your team came out firing, especially those first 2 periods. You really controlled play, had the shots on goal advantage heavily in your favor. Then it was kind of a case of hanging on. It seemed like they're a little bit there in that third period.
Yeah, I mean, give credit to Notre Dame in the third. That you know, being down on the road, they were going to come after us. We got a little bit, I don't want to say complacent, that's the wrong word, but a little bit on our heels trying to defend, and the strength of our first 2 periods is we stayed on the attack and didn't let them gain any momentum offensively, didn't let their D join the play, didn't give them a lot of quick transitions. And then in the third, we were just a little bit cautious on how we played, and obviously being down 2 goals, that you knew they would come after us. So Mosey was there when we needed him, obviously a star in the game tonight. It's always good when you're one of your best players, or your best players is your goalie. We got a break on our second goal. It seemed like,
really?
Geez, man, we're playing really good. You know, it'd be nice if we could get one more home. And then we flipped one to the net that snuck through him. And that kid's a great goalie. I haven't seen him do that. So we were due for one of those at some point in the season, and it came at a great time.
That's what we were saying up here. With all the shots that your team had been piling up and all the ice time advantage in the offensive zone, that you just like to see it pay off and get that break. And you got 2 goals from almost the same spot that were totally different. A power play goal through traffic from Tyson Jugnauth, and then, as you mentioned, kind of a gift there on the Kuhlman shot that just found its way past Bischel.
Yeah, but the power play wasn't great with our movement, but the net front presence by Bantle on that goal, I mean, it doesn't happen unless Bantle, you know, positions himself where the goalie can't see it and keeps him deep in the net. And Tice did a great job of recognizing they lost a stick, and the player backed off a little bit, gave him a little bit of room to sneak one through. And you know, for the power play to come up with a big goal like that was important. And then penalty killers had to do their job a couple times tonight in key situations as well. So, you know, that team is hard to play against. They make you pay a price all over the rink. They're hard and physical in front of both nets. I really liked our shot blocking mentality, especially the first 2 periods. I mean, we got in front of a lot of shots and in the lane a lot to have to force them to shoot it wide. And then, you know, there were some battles along the boards that we won the majority of them. The first two, third period, they were on a mission and on their toes a little bit, probably won the majority of them in the third. But when it's all said and done, we are really happy with the whole overall performance and have to do it again tomorrow.
One other player to ask you about, it had been a long time since we'd seen Ty Smolanik in the lineup. How did you think he had done after missing most of the first half of the season in his first return to your lineup?
I actually thought that might have been his best game with us, and I didn't play him a ton. Wanted to kind of ease him back into it, but I thought he skated great. I thought he was on the forecheck great. I thought he, you know, created some havoc for their defense on the forecheck, because he's so quick on how he, you know, gets around the ice, and I thought for his first game back, he was outstanding. So Newton played well again, and it was his third game. You know, so pretty happy with the lineup. You know, pretty much everyone gave us what they needed to get the job done. So, like I said, you know, this is the big thing for us. You know, we've played lots of games this year where things haven't gone, you know, our way. we need to gain some momentum now and put some victories together and to start the second half of the Big Ten season with a shutout win. It feels good for our guys. I think they've earned it and deserved it with the work that they've put in. And now we just got to follow it up tomorrow and find a way to. They're going to be desperate. They're a team, you know, we're familiar with playoff series last year. Those were all tight games. The game's going to be tight. And the team that doesn't flinch and doesn't blink and just can stay with their game the entire game will have a chance to win. And we're going to have to do that in a big way tomorrow.
On a lighter note, Rob and I were sitting up here after Kuhlman's goal and went, don't you remember like 8-and-under baseball where you were told
ball goes down and the ball goes through your legs and you watch it on the backside.
Fingers to the ground. Fingers to the ground.
Yeah. Was that 8?
Oh, my God. I was just like, oh, how many times do I see that on
baseball? I saw the referee's arm point to the net. I'm like, holy cow, it did. We haven't had one like that all year. So, Ian, come on. We've had them the other way where they get a bounce or something goes whatever. So this was and it was a key point in the game. Let's not care. So it's 1-0. You know, we're halfway through, we're battling and like, you know, you guys said to start this, it seemed like we were controlling the puck, controlling the play, getting some really good quality chances. And to get one like that really was let us, you know, kind of take a deep breath and smile and say, okay, boys, that's a big one for us.
Coach, we appreciate the time.
Guys.
Congratulations.
Yep.
You're undefeated in 2020.
All right. See you tomorrow, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Badgers will go for the sweep tomorrow against Notre Dame as they win it 2-0 here tonight. Our postgame show continues from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Time.
show continues here from the Kohl Center inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin, joined now by our star of the game, Jared Moe, the Badger netminder, who gets his second shutout in three contests, and he builds off that Big Ten third star of the week honor by getting the shutout here tonight. Jared, thanks for the time. Congratulations. A good way for this team to start 2023.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, guys. I mean, I think you could see kind of everything clicking tonight from the first and to the end of the game. You know, we knew they were going to come out in the third and push, and I thought we did a good job countering it.
As I mentioned, you had two shutouts in your last three games, only gave up two goals in that game against Clarkson, so you've really been locked in, it seems like, the last couple of games here. Anything different in your game, seeing the puck really well, anything different that you've been so locked in and posting these couple of shutouts here?
Yeah, I think I got a bit of confidence rolling. Coming back from break, having that moment to reset, and just coming back and really enjoying the second half here of my senior year. I think that's the big thing, just going out and having fun every game and, you know, not worrying too much about this or that and just playing hockey.
Is that the kind of thing for a player in your position? It's been a long road to get to this senior year, and it's not quite the light at the end of the tunnel, but you know it's down there a little ways yet in this stretch drive as you start 2023, that you want to be playing your best hockey as you kind of end your college career.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, first half of the year obviously didn't go how we wanted, and personally too, I felt I had to be better, more consistent in games, and you know, just taking advantage, doing the right things during the week and off the ice to make sure I'm ready to go. And I think just you know, being the best we can possibly be come whatever March, end of February, whenever the Big Ten playoffs start, is the goal.
This is Ian Perrin. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
The Kuhlman's goal. Have you ever done that yourself?
I don't know.
Let's relive your youth. When you were an 8 and under baseball,
yeah,
and they kept telling you, keep your glove on the ground, but inevitably you turned around because it went between your legs on a grounder. It brought back nightmares for me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Bischel's one of my buddies. I skate with him in the summer, so you know, I know he wants to have that one back, and he's pretty hard on himself. And obviously, like, I wouldn't want that to happen to me either. So, but yeah, I've definitely given him my share of fluke goals like that. And but I mean, we'll take it, especially in a tight one goal game like that.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. He was just trying to smother the puck, correct?
Yeah, I think he kind of thought it was maybe going to bounce a little sooner than it did earlier. I think he didn't. I don't know. I think the bounce kind of caught him off guard. It might have took a weird hop. And that was my take on it.
Oh.
You mentioned, Jared, about how the way your team came out and played so strong at the start for the first two periods. You're up 2-0, dominating in the shots on goal department. Everything seemed to be going your team's way. When you're a netminder, how long does it take for you to sense that in the third period, maybe the guys don't have all the gas they need in the tank right now and we're on our heels a little bit, and boy, I need to come up big for this club?
Yeah, I mean, we knew coming into the third they were going to be better. It's just how they are. They're a good team. They don't quit. And so when we kind of got hemmed in there, that timeout helped. I was starting to get tired, and then the TV timeout was pretty good timing there as well in the third period, and kind of broke it up for me because they definitely had us hemmed for a bit. But at the same time, you know, they weren't putting up crazy amounts of shots or any like crazy scoring chances. I mean, I think we did a pretty good job for a little like bend but not break, you might want to say. And,
yeah.
And then eventually we kind of got going again with, I don't know, 5 minutes left, and it evened out a bit, and we were able to finish them.
Well, Jared, congratulations on the victory tonight and the shutout as well, and good luck tomorrow night in the series finale.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's Badger netminder Jared Moe, our Everlight Solar player of the game. His team victorious tonight by this final score of 2-0. Our post-game show continues in 2 minutes from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Here's to Wisconsin winter traditions, celebrated year after year.
Hey, check this out.
To lighting up a frosty night with fireworks at Fish Creek Winterfest. Here's to cheering 8,000 skiers across the finish line at the American Birkebeiner in Hayward. And to snow sculpting magic at Winterfest in Lake Geneva. Plan your winter getaway at TravelWisconsin.com.
sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 7 above. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 9 above. Highs around 29 Sunday under partly cloudy skies. 31 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Badgers open 2023 with a bang. A 2-0 victory over Notre Dame. Their second Big Ten win of the season. Looking at the stats, it was after a scoreless first period, Tyson Jugnauth with a power play tally in period number two at the 14:06 mark, his second of the season. Assists going to Cruz Lucas and Matthew D. St. Foul. And then, as Ian and I have loved to joke about the Little League type goal that Corson Kuhlman scored, nothing about what he did with Little League about it. It was Ryan Bischel who had the glove go in the wrong direction, and the puck got past him, through his legs, and into the back of the net. It was 2-0 after two. The Badgers hung on in that third period to bring it home by that final score of 2-0. Shots on goal, Badgers outshoot Notre Dame 37-27. Power plays, Notre Dame 0-2 on the evening with 4 shots on net. The Badgers 1-3 with also putting 4 shots on goal. Saves for the game, Jared Moe with 27 saves for the Badgers in his third shutout of the season, second in his last 3 outings, his 4th career shutout. Ryan Bischel getting 35 saves for Notre Dame. He had 9 saves in that third period, but giving up the 2 goals, and that was the difference in that second period for the Badgers. They win it by the final of 2-0. So we've got some highlights for you, and that brings us to our calls of the game. Finally collected by Caulfield. He'll send it back to D. St. Paul. Swings it over to Lucius, top of the near circle. Cruz looking, snaps off a pass to Jugnauth up top. His wrist shot finds the back of the net through traffic. The Badgers are on the board. It's 1-0 thanks to the power play. A turnover at center ice. Kuhlemans has it. He's got Lucius with him. Kuhlemans takes it to the top of the far circle. Just throws it towards the net, and he scores somehow, some way. That beat Ryan Bischel, and a late holiday gift for the Badgers. They lead it 2-0. Played at Lake Superior State for head coach Jeff Jackson and won part of the 92 national championship team. Rolston puts a shot right on net. Moe makes the save, and some pushing and shoving after the whistle here. We'll go through the slot. Kept at the line by Pluszynski. Throws it towards the front of the net. Deflection up front. Moe with one save, then denies a second. Moe on top of it, squeezes it. And though there were sticks squatting at it, Jared Moe left no loose chain and got the whistle. Jared Moe getting the job done, helping the Badgers bring it home. 2-0, they beat the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame in this series opener. We'll get you ready for the series finale. A little earlier start time tomorrow, 5:30 face-off here. Game on the Big Ten Network, so a little earlier face-off, 5:30 here at the Kohl Center. We'll get you ready for that and have the scores for you from around the college hockey world when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its 4th year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
A good start to 2023 for the Badger hockey team. They beat Notre Dame by the final score of 2-0. Look around the college hockey world. Only one other Big Ten game in action this evening. Ohio State 3-1 over Michigan State in Columbus. Those are the only two Big Ten matchups. Elsewhere in Atlantic hockey, RIT, a 3-0 victory over Bentley. CCHA, Bowling Green, 5-2 better than Lake Superior State. We just saw the Lakers, of course, over in Milwaukee. The Badgers beating them 4-0 in the holiday faceoff. Minnesota State, a 5-2 victory over Northern Michigan. ECAC, RPI, 5-3 victory over Colgate. Dartmouth shut up by Quinnipiac, 3-0. While Cornell, 6-1 better than Union. Harvard and Princeton go to overtime with the Crimson of Harvard winning 4-3. Do you have, Ian, the New Hampshire Providence Hockey East final score?
New Hampshire 2, yeah. Providence nothing.
There
final.
We go. All right. And out in the Desert Hockey Classic at the, well, what a wonderful hockey name, Mullet Arena in Tempe, Arizona, Boston University beats Air Force 5-1. As I mentioned, Air Force, one of the teams that will be at the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff next year, along with Northeastern and Minnesota Duluth with the host Badgers, of course. Michigan Tech leading Arizona State at last check 2-1 in the second period. Non-conference play, Yale and Merrimack 3-3 final in overtime. Denver was being shut out by Alaska Fairbanks 2-0 in the second period. Maine shuts out Alaska Anchorage 1-0 is the final. North Dakota, last I had, Ian, was 4-3. They are now leading Lindenwood in the third. That's still the score?
And that's the final.
And that is the final. Minnesota Duluth and Bemidji State were in overtime, knotted at 1 at last check.
Last I saw.
And that appears to be the final there as well. Some other scores of note. The Badger wrestling program taking on number 1 and undefeated Penn State over at the Fieldhouse. And rumor has it that new Badgers head coach Luke Fickell from the football program, along with Braylon Allen and a couple of the football players over there watching this as well. Coach Fickell had promised, he a former wrestler, that he would be with former wrestler Braylon Allen to cheer on the Badgers sooner rather than later, it appears. 21-12, the Nittany Lions leading at last check. The Badgers ranked 13th in the country, 6-1 on the season. A full slate of action of Badger sports. Tomorrow afternoon, the Badger basketball team, 14th ranked in the country, is in Champaign, Illinois to take on the Fighting Illini. The Badger women's hockey team begins its series against Minnesota Duluth at Laban Arena. The games are sold out Saturday and Sunday afternoons. The Badger women's hockey team, or Badger women's basketball team, excuse me, will play the Golden Gophers. They'll play host to them here on Sunday at the Kohl Center. This series wraps up tomorrow here at the Kohl Center. It'll be a bit earlier start time. Pre-game show at 5 o'clock, puck dropping at 5:30. Brian Posick back on the mic as this game will be on the Big Ten Network tomorrow evening. As always, we thank you for joining us, where tonight the Badgers get a 2-0 victory over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and will shoot for a series sweep tomorrow. For our entire Learfield team and our Jefferson City, Missouri studios and Ian along with myself, we hope you'll be back with us again tomorrow night for that contest when the Badgers go for a second straight win in Big Ten play to open 2023. Good night from the Kohl Center. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey presented by Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's advocates. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Weekend, holiday weekend, Halloween weekend, Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling
Obama
into
Halloween weekend, baby.
Halloween weekend, baby. And if you're looking for a good time this weekend, how about go to the Dance or Die party tonight at the Atomic Koi? We had fun partying over at the Koi the other night.
Yeah, that was
Hawks,
fun.
Finer neighborhood bars, this one in Fitchburg. But we've been telling you about the dance party coming up. Costume contest with prizes tonight. Dance or Die party 8 to midnight. So be there. I might go to a high school football game tonight. It's playoff time, man. Middleton playing at Wanakee. A couple of big schools, and we got little schools playing all across the state. Our pal Chad Holmes going off live at 7 o'clock. I believe it's, I'll get it wrong, but one of the Wausau schools, quite good. They're playing towards the state championship, I suspect. And that will play off on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So if you like your high school sports, find them there. College hockey. Badgers going off on WFHR. You can stream them on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this great show, Dom, if I ever get back to it, going on right now with your phone calls even at 844-967-2789. Friday with Joanne from Madison. Welcome. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Great show. Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Back to that topic with Mr. Pelosi. There have been many ads from the Johnson campaign and the PACs and all of that about Mandela Barnes having $600,000 of escorts and security every year.
Well, escorts and security are different things, Joanne, in my book at least.
Sorry. It's Friday, folks.
That's right.
The services that keep him alive.
There we go.
Obviously, the first black lieutenant governor of Wisconsin had threats. President Obama had an extraordinary number of threats as well. And $600,000 is nothing in comparison to the burial expenses we would have had to pay had some idiot taken a hammer to him or a gun or something like that. So I'm very offended at the notion that we can't protect what we have, our precious lieutenant governor, with $600,000. And it was even brought up in the debate that Ron Johnson character brought that notion up in the debate. So I'll let you guys riff on it, but gosh, you know, we need to protect our precious talent when it comes to political forces and stop this culture of violence. So thank you very much.
Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for listening. The lieutenant governor, the U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, our friend, has been escorted by state patrol officers primarily. And they act like, you know, he's begging them to go everywhere. No, that is for his protection. And those assignments are made by the state patrol security detail. So, you know, unless I hear some complaints about what, Donald Trump putting the Secret Service up at his hotels for like quadruple rates, they have to protect him. He gets to charge them, what, room and board staying at his hotel while he stays there. Yeah. And then he sticks it to the American taxpayers at like quadruple rates. Or Mandela leaves the house and the, you know, the security detail goes with at the direction of somebody else from the state patrol.
Well, that's exactly the point. And of course, it's the logic would be if there are additional funds and additional resources being diverted, being given to the lieutenant governor, and it's at the direction of the state police and those folks. Well, if there's more money and more people, man hours being spent, perhaps there's a reason for it. Perhaps because there are more threats to the first black lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin's history.
Well, I do recall when the wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, remember when he was out in Iowa trying to be a viable presidential candidate? Didn't last long, but for a while there, kind of caught a spark with some Christian conservatives. But he told a story from the stage in Des Moines at the Freedom Summit. Citizens United Freedom Caucus, whatever it was, the summit. But he was running, and you met Donald Trump, shook his hand that day. But
he shook my hand, yes.
Scott Walker went on the stage and talked about the threats against his wife, against Honette. They were going to gut her like a deer, stem to stern. And for years, the man would not leave the Capitol through the door. He would go through the tunnels, through the rat tunnels. Well, they claimed they were so afraid of, you know, the liberal mobs, right? That's the way they were characterized. These peaceful people that reacted to Act 10, the bomb dropped here in the state of Wisconsin. 110,000 people nonviolently, peacefully sort of cohabitated and hung out and protested for a matter of months. And he still jammed it through, right? And never once did violence befall Scott Walker. A, because the left, for the most part, were not violent people. And B, because he always had cops. He always had cops. Why don't they ever compare the bills of Scott Walker's during the recall effort? You don't think he ever justified having a couple extra state patrol guys go with him, you know, after the threats he claimed in his unintimidated book? Oh, I went up to La Crosse and I got in the car and the car was surrounded by the mob. Although I've called local press in La Crosse and they find no record that incident ever happened, but Scott Walker made the claim. You don't think he had a couple of state patrol guys with him every time I saw him?
Every time.
He had a body guy and a state patrol guy every time I saw him. Because, you know, I got to stand next to him a couple times. Them, you know,
yeah,
I had
lucky guy.
Thoughts, but I never acted on them. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Nice people, all nonviolent. You know, crabby, perhaps, nonviolent, I hope. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Crabby isn't even the word. I'm on outrage. That'll hit her on the head.
Well, let's not use that one either. You know, sadly, Jeannie, we try to infuse a little humor in the headlines of the day, but we spent a lot of time talking about songs we would not be playing today. No MC Hammer, no Hammer Time. No Jacob's Hammer, you know, just none of that. You, a little too early, Jeannie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just have to say one thing real quick, and that is these guys happen to go after women. They're going after Nancy Pelosi's husband and then Governor Whitmer and our lovely ladies that are representatives. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people are nuts. Their insanity is getting worse and worse every day. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I saw this one today, and I don't even know if it's true. Maybe you guys have heard it. Something about Nutjob Johnson. I'm sorry. That's my opinion that he needs.
Oh, it's a widely held opinion, but please continue.
Well, I'm just, you know, from observing his behavior and listening to his nutty comments, well, there was something about a kitty litter box. Somebody asked him about a kitty litter box in the schools, and then he said, you know, that, yeah, he's heard about that. And I thought, are you effing nuts, Johnson? You know, there was somebody that was interviewed about them having those stripper poles in the schools for kids? I thought, are you nuts? I mean, these guys come up with the nuttiest crap that nobody can forget about. You know what I mean? And I got one more thing to say, is I feel so bad for any Democrat that has to take on these guys in a debate, because they say so many lies that all of a sudden you're hit with all these gall-dang lies and you don't know which one to address first. So that's why a lot of times you see Democrats having a difficult time, because there's so much BS spewed, you don't know where to start, you know, attacking it, which one's most important, because they're all big bad lies.
Mike. I've heard a few responses of questionable veracity from Ron Johnson.
Well, guys, you have a great weekend. Thank you for covering Obama tomorrow. I'll have my radio on, and thanks for the great job. You give us such a public service. I just can't thank you enough. And you guys have a good weekend, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. You have a great weekend as well. And thank you for bringing that up. One of my grievances, some of the sounds, some of the articles we didn't get to during the week. Well, Jeannie, you gave us an excuse. If you would, Evan, I know you did all the hard work pulling this the other day. Play Ron Johnson talking about the kitty litter.
I don't know if he's ready
for
it.
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for taking our calls. I have to admit that I was a Democrat until 2016, and I saw the light. I just want to say my niece goes to school in West Bend, and she's been telling us stories like that other students have been forcing them to have like litter box to accommodate students who identify as cats. I was wondering if you heard about this and if you've seen what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida with his parental bill of rights. Is that something that you could see happening like on the federal level? Is that something you support? Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, first of all, Jeff, thank you for your support. And yes, I'm well aware of this. I mean, I think one of the things that COVID did is parents were looking over their kids' shoulders, and they became aware of the indoctrination of our children by radical leftists within our education system. It's just amazing. I just heard on a radio talk show how, for example,
so it must be true.
The National Health Service has come out completely different recommendation in terms of transgenderism, saying that this is a phase for children. Don't accommodate the phase. You work with them through it. Don't be putting gender-blocking drugs in our children, and certainly don't meet them with the sex change operations to minors. I mean, this is sick what's happening. But yeah, I'm aware of the fact that we've got some teachers that are, you know, they're pushing this stuff on our kids. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they think weird things. You know, they go through phases.
Kids think weird things? I mean, really, Senator, kids are the ones with the weird thoughts.
I'm aware of that. I've heard that. Yes.
You cannot possibly believe that. I mean, but he seemed to thank the man with such sincerity. Oh, yeah, I've been hearing about this for well, lots of conspiracy theories.
I'm Ron Johnson, and I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm very competently answering your question. Yeah, so thank you, Jeannie, for that reminder. Yes, that guy's up for election in, what, just over a week.
844-967-2789. I've got some thoughts about the newest federal ruling, Dom. Apparently, activists can stand at the ballot box in Arizona and intimidate voters. And I was going to mention when Jeannie was on that Ron Johnson has been assembling, let's call them volunteers, to go challenge people at the ballot box. As you go to cast your ballot, do not be afraid. But you may have to show a little courage this time. You may have to stand up and advocate for yourself. I tell my son, although he did try calling me during the show, I thought I taught him through the years, Dad does a little radio show this time. But anyways, I tell my son, advocate for yourself. Don't be intimidated. Don't let anyone push you around. Well, if you run into any trouble on Election Day, you stand your ground, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't mean in the Scott Walker get a gun sort of way. I just mean stay until they let you vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. Don't let some loudmouth conservative talk you out or disenfranchise you through their efforts. And that's part of it, Dom. Right now, the voter suppression's moving into an active phase, if you know what I'm saying.
Exercise your rights. And if anyone as an observer gets in your way, then document them as well. I mean, this goes both ways. This is nothing new. We've had poll watchers forever. But don't let people get in your face, no doubt. And if there's any issues, get a hold of your local election officials and let them know immediately. And, of course, if you have any fear for your safety, call the police immediately.
Yeah, it used to be people being educated, you know, civically. Now it's Cleta Mitchell is leading the voter education exercise.
Oh, don't even get me going on her, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Come back. Plenty of time for your grievances. Just be patient, callers. We'll get there next at 844-967-2789. Board Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition, almost the weekend.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from the fire hose!
Of lies.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening. Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.